tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM. This is a live broadcast from Montreal's 5th annual Anarchist Book Fair.
And we're down here at 2515 Rue de Lille, which is near the Metro Lionel Groux, if people are interested in coming on down. Today there is a book fair, there are workshops, there are films, there's childcare happening for people who've got kids who want to come down and check it out. There are distributors from around the states, from Canada, with a wide range of books, t-shirts, badges, CDs, all kinds of things. And this is an annual event, and it's really happening today down here at 2515 Rue de Lille.
And there's many workshops which are available. This entire event is free. It's also a co-presentation of CKUT Radio 90.3 FM here in Montreal. We have workshops on a variety of subjects which are addressing many fundamental issues pertaining to our society. For instance, there's workshops being given on getting society out of school, looking at the institutionalization of education in our city, in our society. There's films being screened on a variety of subjects, from the occupation of Iraq to the ongoing struggle of the indigenous Zapatistas, to a look at the underground militant movements of the 1960s, such as the Mother Underground. So it really is quite an amazing event, and as part of this event, we're broadcasting at CKUT.
There's also theatre happening outside. There's street theatre, political street theatre, that's been going on all day. And tomorrow, at the same venue, there's also going to be a day of workshops. So today is the day, if you're interested in coming on down and checking out the book fair. Tomorrow there are going to be workshops on a range of topics going all day.
And I really do encourage people to come down here, 2515 de Lille. I mean, it is true that there's been an increase in interest and thought around anarchist social movements here in Montreal specifically, but around the world these past couple of years. This being the 5th annual Anarchist Book Fair, there's people that have gathered here from throughout North America, of course, from here in our city, but from Ontario, New York City, all around the world. So it really does illustrate the growing interest in anarchist movements and specifically anarchist political movements. For instance, today there's going to be a march onto West Mount as part of the range of actions which has been taking place here in Quebec provincially against the Charré government, the Liberal government. Of course, there's large union marches, but the anarchist, some anarchist organizations here in Montreal are deciding that marching on the streets is not enough, and they're going to be taking the fight back against Charré directly to his house in Westmount to confront the Premier of Quebec directly, and that's going to be taking place at 5 o'clock today. People will be departing from 2515 de Lille.
Some of the other stuff that's coming up soon on CKUT will be book reviews. There's going to be a panel of book reviews in French first, and then there's going to be book reviews in English. And then after that, there will be a panel with anarchist people of colour. And in the meantime, we hope to be talking to some of the organisers of the book fair to get a bit more of a sense of the history of the rationale behind the book fair. And just to tell you a little bit about what's coming up tomorrow with regard to the workshops, starting off at 10:30 tomorrow down here at 2515 Rue de Lille, there's going to be workshops on solidarity across borders, autonomous organising against Canadian apartheid. There's going to be workshops on anarcho-surrealism in Canada, also affinity groups, a method of anarchist action, Daniel Guérin, A Century of Struggle, and also Anarchism and Traditional Iroquois Culture. So that's the first session of workshops. In the afternoon, there's going to be workshops on the anarchist press in Quebec, bringing down the prison industrial complex, anarchists radicalising their workplace, anarchy in practice, confronting borders, states and apartheid, and also later on we're going to be looking at anti-capitalist globalisation, anarchist workers, cooperatives and revolutionary propaganda, anarchists in the social movements against Charest, and Stefan just mentioned that march later on tonight to Westmount, self-determination versus the nation state, and anarchist people of colour discussion and strategy workshop, as well as Paranoia 101, which is going to be all about looking at secret police operations, surveillance, and looking at infiltration in the movement here. But with us right now, one of the organisers for the Anarchist Book Fair, Juggy Singh. Juggy, welcome. So tell us a little bit about the Anarchist Book Fair. What's the rationale? It's the fifth year for the book fair. What's it all about? What's the idea behind this?
Well, I guess I'll start by saying I'm not one of the organizers. Everyone organizes, and that kind of explains the rationale of the book fair. It's to take these anti-authoritarian anarchist ideas and practices that people are involved with all the time, whether it's people who are engaged in community radio like yourselves, people who are involved in housing struggles, anti-poverty struggles, struggles in solidarity with movements internationally and locally, and to provide a space where we can communicate those ideas and share those ideas. There's a lot of ways to communicate ideas. I think they're mostly communicated within struggles, but this provides an occasion once a year to put forward those ideas through literature, through workshops, through film, etc. And 5 years ago, the idea basically was to emulate other book fairs, but was also to sort of acknowledge that, look, in Montreal, we have a movement, a strong movement, and let's provide a space where we can share those ideas. We didn't really know what we were doing back then, and I think the key to what happened back then and continues now, and you can see it by looking at the faces of people who go by, and that's that the Anarchist Book Fair, while all the anarchists show up, is not for just for anarchists. It's for people who are curious about these ideas. It's for people who reject basic prescriptions of how they should engage the political, politics, like voting for political parties or accepting the status quo, and are looking for something else. And it shows that these ideas that historically, in some places, have been quite powerful, can be powerful once again. And to do so in a non-sectarian way, to do so in a what we call an ecumenical way, the different tendencies, having different tendencies, to be open as well to community groups. We're doing a solidarity room, which for me is very important. So people who aren't self-declared anarchists, but who are doing very important work that we should learn from. So it's, I guess, combining some modesty about the fact that our movement isn't about to change the world tomorrow, but also to dare to say that, look, we can fight for something better. And it's become something of an institution, but I hope it's something that's, despite the fact that it's institutional, stays vibrant.
It's become one of the biggest anarchist book fair in North America. Do you think there's some?
Well, that's arguable. We should, if you have the chance. He's really busy selling books, but there's a guy in the back in the main hall named Ramsey Kanan with AK Press, and he organizes the San Francisco Book Fair. And there's some who've attended that say we're a little bigger, but whatever. I mean, I think we'll settle for being one that brings together two languages quite well and represents the community very well. And that's just not about one day, but about a whole variety of activities.
So really the book fair is a focus for bringing together a lot of people around local struggles, international struggles, but also kind of a chance where, while people are going around looking at books and taking part in some of the activities, that people can link up, network, and find out about other things that maybe they haven't gotten involved with so far.
Absolutely. And I don't think sometimes, in the course of a political struggle, certain things get glamorized, and we ignore the fact that there's sort of the patient work of developing relationship, of developing networks, and that's the kind of stuff that happens here. And over time, that's what happens. You begin to feel that you're part of a community, part of a movement that's fighting for something better, and you're not alone. And maybe being here, it seems like something that's obvious. But talk to somebody who's living in a small town in Quebec and that rejects some of the values that they're supposed to accept. Or talk to somebody who, has thought certain things about how our education system works, or rejects prisons, or thinks certain, things that we should get involved in certain ways. And think about how validated they might feel by being in a space like this. And for those of us who maybe have been at this for a while, getting re-energized. So there's a lot to say, there's a lot to talk about, but I'll leave that to others. But like I said, I've been at it for 5 years. There's a lot of other people involved. But the key point that I want to make is that there's no one organizer. This is really a collective effort. Everyone sort of does it, and we're trying to show. It's maybe a bit of a trite point, but what we see at the book fair is anarchy in action. People helping each other out, watching each other's back, contributing, and it being, you know, a meaningful event. We don't have a lot of resources, but we're able to use what we have and to do something quite meaningful.
One of the things that's really noticeable is the age range here. I mean, we've got kids that are playing in the childcare through to people who are much older, and it's quite striking just looking at the crowd. It is, as you said, it's certainly not just sort of the usual suspects. There is a sort of a range of people coming through.
If anarchism as a political theory and a political practice is going to get anywhere, it has to be something that represents what we are. And we're young and we're old, and we take care of older parents, and we have children, and a whole variety of things. And that's when anarchism in certain times has been a significant force, such as in Spain and in the 30s, such as in other places as well. That's what it's meant. It's encompassed a society, and sort of that's what we're trying to do, and revision what people mean by anarchism. But I got to give a workshop, so I'm gonna run here and hand it over to other folks. But it's great that CKUT is here, and yep.
Great, right, thanks,
Dougie. Come and check it out tomorrow as well as a full day of workshops.
So, Stefan, you've been to quite a few of these book fairs, and have you seen it grow from year to year, pretty much?
Well, I think one thing that has changed over the years, and has what we're going to see today that is quite important, is like taking the practices and ideas which are being expressed in the literature and in the workshops, and taking them to the streets. And we're going to see that today at 5 p.m. as people demonstrate and march onto Westmount to take on the liberal government of Jean Charest and the neoliberal agenda which he's been pushing in all sectors of Quebec society. And I think that you could attest to the fact that, you know, increasingly anarchist movements around the world are becoming a vital force in participating in movements against neoliberal economics or capitalist globalization, you know, whether locally, you know, here in Quebec on a province-wide level or internationally, and really taking on the fact that, you know, neoliberal globalization or capitalism